we are. One part business, one part war. We own the weapons, banks and land. Call us Armageddon Man. There is less, but we want more. So we take it from the poor. You can't stop us, no one can, because we're
That's just to remind you folks that in the Parks Free, San Francisco Mime Troupe is kicking up the yucks. They are the funniest, most politically humorous show I have ever seen. And yes, they're starting July 3rd and 4th, I think that's right, at Dolores Park this year. I'll be there. Be there. All right. You know, this program has been focusing over the years on a number of topics. And sometimes I get the feeling that maybe, you know, that topic is old news and nobody's interested anymore. And just about the time I think that, I turn around and pick up the newspaper and wham, bam, they're at it again. So this week I'm going to be covering the news that you probably read, that Martin Luther King Jr., the son of Martin Luther King, came out on ABC and in the newspaper saying that he thinks the U.S. Army killed Dr. Martin Luther King. Well, if you've been listening to this program for the last 5 years, you know that that's exactly what we've been saying for the last 5 years on this program. We have documents and files showing that it was the U.S. Army had 12 snipers assigned to track down and kill Dr. Martin Luther King. They were following him the day he was killed. They were watching him, videotaping him, tape recording him. They had him zeroed in on telescopic hunting rifles. They shot Dr. Martin Luther King, and I can't say this over the airwaves unless I can prove it. That's why I say it, because we can prove it, and we want the challenge. So last year I went to speak to Oliver Stone, the movie maker, and I sent him my presentation on a new movie on the how the Army killed Dr. Martin Luther King, and I met with one of his aides talking to them about this, and they said that they're thinking of doing a new movie on Dr. Martin Luther King. So it's important for you to realize that this news is being suppressed. It didn't make the front page like it should have. I would suspect that if you did an interview with the average person in San Francisco today as to who killed Dr. Martin Luther King, the average person would not know that most of the best evidence, most of the experts today, most of the investigators on the case today say that it was the U.S. Army that killed Dr. Martin Luther King. And now we have the son of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., saying that the Army killed Dr. Martin Luther King. That is a powerful advance, folks. That is wonderful. And it's important for you to realize how wonderful that is. That's why I'm talking about it now. If you would like a free copy of the file that we have showing that the Army killed Dr. Martin Luther King, please send me, Paul Kangas, a self-addressed stamped envelope. This, after all, is the program Reality Sandwich. And we tried to slap together the best news to keep you informed. So not only do we give it to you in the ear, but also, if you would like it in writing, send me a self-addressed stamped envelope to P.O. Box 422-644, San Francisco 94142. And if the larger the envelope you send me, the more material I'm going to send you. Plus, if you send me a donation, I'm going to send you a music tape that we made on this program of songs. It's a musical review of the assassinations of Dr. King, John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, and I think you'll enjoy it. So it's for a donation. We don't set a price, but just imagine what you paid for your last music tape and then send us about that much, and I think you'll enjoy it. Okay, next topic, headaches. A lot of people get headaches, and they're always trying to find an easy, fun way to get over the headache. Well, headaches are caused by several things. One, the primary cause, and you're not going to hear this from any doctor, because the majority of doctors today are drug pushers. That's all they are. And so those kids standing on the street corner selling crack are nothing but physicians in training. Okay, headaches today. We can now tell you that headaches can be solved by, one, there's five steps to overcoming headaches. The first step has to be that you have to get your nutritional base up. If you get headaches frequently, it usually means you're missing minerals in your diet. The key mineral that has been found to be missing is chromium, but it probably means you're missing a whole lot of other minerals. So if you would like to find out about minerals also, just send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I will send you a free article on how minerals, when they're missing from our diet, missing from our food, cause various diseases. But since we're on the topic, and since a lot of people have the problem, let me read to you from this book that deals with various diseases. It's called Let's Play Doctor, and it is the most amazing book I've ever seen. If you would like a copy of it, write to me, and I will sell you a copy of it. It's $20. And you can't get it at any health food stores. It's only available by mail. But I think once you have this book, you don't need to go see a doctor. It's amazing. Okay, listen to this. Here's what he says about headaches. Treatment for headaches. Chromium, 50 micrograms three times a day. Then also avoid offending foods, including all sources of caffeine. Now, what he also means is the type of headache you get depends on the type of blood type you have. If you are blood type O, like I am, you will get headaches from eating dairy products. Like blood type O is a primitive blood type that can be traced back to Africa. That was the original blood type with the first human beings that developed in Africa. And blood type O should not eat dairy products, because we were hunters back in those days, and those of us that still carry the gene for blood type O, and our bodies have blood type O, we tend to be healthier on meat and a little bit of vegetables, but we shouldn't eat wheat, because we were alive before they had agriculture. And I know this sounds weird now in 1997 to be saying this, but if you get tested for food allergies, you will discover that your food allergies are based on your blood type. For instance, blood type A is a true vegetarian, and they are healthier if they don't eat meat. Blood type O eats meat. Blood type B is sort of a balance. Blood type B can eat a little bit of meat, but mainly should be vegetables. Okay, here's other things for treating headaches. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C an hour. Vitamin B, 450 milligrams four times a day. Vitamin B6. And you take that three times a day, 100 milligrams. Vitamin B6 is very interesting. If you have a child that grinds their teeth in their sleep, or an adult that grinds their teeth in their sleep, that is your body language telling you that you have a vitamin B6 shortage. And that's very easy way to get rid of teeth grinding at night. Okay, flaxseed oil is good for dealing with headaches. And you should avoid simple carbohydrates and instead use proteins. And for snacks, take amino acids for snacks. Now, what kind of herbs are good? Herbs are very powerful at treating headaches. You shouldn't use aspirin and Tylenol. Those things are poisonous drugs that will shorten your life expectancy and lead to worse complications. So here's some herbs to use. Feverfew. That's an herb you can get at any health food store. Balm. Another herb is called cowslip. And lavender. There are several others. Also valerian. Now, one of the causes of headaches, see, I'm a biologist, and biologists see things, we're like generals, we get the big picture. Now, another cause of headaches is when you have your spine bones are slightly misplaced, and when they get misplaced, they pinch on nerves, and it can cause headaches and low back pain. So if you're getting headaches regularly, I would suggest you go see a chiropractor, because you need to have a straight spine, and it's just like your car. You give your car a tune-up every 30,000 miles, you should give your spine a tune-up every 30,000 miles. You go to see your dentist every 3 or 4 months, you should go to see your chiropractor every 3 or 4 months. And chiropractors cost less to go to than dentists, and they are a great form of medicine because they treat people without drugs, and they're very into nutrition and exercise and being healthy. Okay, that's my wrap on health today. Now, another news story that broke the other day, which absolutely blew my mind, is this. You know, Geronimo Pratt was free. Okay, I was thinking about that, and if you heard my last program, you heard me talk about what's going to be the impact of Geronimo Pratt being freed. I mean, how is that going to affect our community, the state, the nation? I'll tell you one thing it's going to do, is that every innocent prisoner in prison now knows that if they maintain their innocence, if they constantly remind people, hey, I'm in here innocent, I object to being in prison because I didn't do the crime, then you have a slight chance of getting a new trial and a slight chance of getting some justice. That's what Geronimo Pratt's freedom proves. So I was talking about that, and lo and behold, the next chain in the chain of hope broke when, at a parole hearing attended by the media, Sirhan Sirhan, the innocent political prisoner that's been in prison almost 30 years, longest held political prisoner in the history of the United States, got up before his parole hearing and said, look, you know I did not kill Robert Kennedy, and I want you to know I did not kill Robert Kennedy. I would like a new trial, please. The parole board got extremely upset and denied him parole because he said that. See, for 30 years he's been being a nice guy and keeping his mouth shut and not saying anything about his innocence. He was hoping they would let him out, but he knows they're never going to let him out. And he also learned from the example of revolutionary Geronimo Pratt that by demanding his freedom politely, he's got a better chance of getting freedom. By expressing his innocence, discussing his innocence, he opens up the doorway so that those of us on the outside can extend our hand behind the prison walls and help free him. Now, some people tell me when I talk like this, they say, hey, Paul, aren't you, you know, way out in the ozone asking for a new trial for Sirhan Sirhan? I mean, he had a gun. He was there. Robert Kennedy's dead. What more evidence do you need? Well, let me take out the historical record here and take a look. That's true. There were like 35 witnesses standing there, and every single one of the witnesses said Sirhan Sirhan was standing 10 feet in front of Robert Kennedy. And Sirhan had a gun. The problem is, when they did arrest Sirhan and got him in jail, they noticed he was under hypnosis. That probably explains the reason why when he reached for the gun and he pulled out the gun, he was moving like he was in slow motion, like he was under a hypnotic trance. and several people noticed him pulling out this gun. One was a huge football player named Rosie Greer. Rosie Greer grabbed Sirhan, and little Sirhan, and grabbed the gun away from Sirhan before Sirhan could shoot Robert Kennedy. So, and then Rosie Greer pushed the gun down towards the floor and Sirhan started firing. Rosie Greer said that it was strange when he was wrestling with Sirhan and the gun. It's like Rosie Greer actually said it was as if Sirhan was under a trance. He was under a hypnotic state because he kept pulling the trigger and I couldn't stop him. With all my strength, I couldn't stop him from pulling the trigger, but most of the bullets hit the floor because Greer had this presence of mind to push the gun down to the floor. One of the bullets did hit the head of United Auto Workers, Paul Schrade, in the knee. All of Sirhan's bullets were recovered. And guess what? None of them hit Robert Kennedy. Okay, then the question becomes, how did Robert Kennedy die? Well, the coroner examined Robert Kennedy's body, and here's what they found. The bullets that killed Robert Kennedy all entered point blank from the rear. And so Sirhan was killed by somebody shooting, standing directly behind him, shooting point blank from the rear. And that person was, and I cannot say this on the air unless it's true, unless I can prove it, that man was Thane Eugene Caesar. We now need to arrest Thane Eugene Caesar and put him on trial for the murder of Robert Kennedy. He's a white man, a former member of George Wallace's American Independent Party, and he lives down in Orange County, California. I went and visited him. I asked him these very questions. I tape recorded an interview with him, and he denies everything. Hey, when I met him, he even denied being Thane Eugene Caesar. But finally, I showed him a picture. I said, is this you? He says, yeah. I says, this man's name is Thane Eugene Caesar. He says, yeah. And I said, is that you? He says, yeah. I said, you're Thane Eugene Caesar. He said, well, okay, I am, so what? And, you know, he was that was his attitude. He said, well, look, you're the first reporter to talk to me in 15 years. Nobody else found me. So I found him, I talked to him, and he denied everything. But he also denied being Thane Eugene Caesar, and I finally got him to fess up to at least admitting that he really was the person who I knew he was. And I also know he killed Robert Kennedy, and I can't say that on the air unless it's true. Okay, James Earl Ray did not kill Martin Luther King. Lee Harvey Oswald did not kill John Kennedy. Sirhan did not kill Robert Kennedy. We need a new trial for James Earl Ray before he dies of liver cancer. We need a new trial for Sirhan. And it's important that each of us who knows the truth speak up. So I have prepared a petition to the parole board and the governor of the state of California and President Clinton, and I'm sending copies of it to Martin Luther King Jr.'s son so we can link up these two trials. Because if we can get a new trial for James Earl Ray and we can get a new trial for Geronimo Pratt, we should be able to get a new trial for Sirhan. And this is homework, folks, that we need to take care of. Homework from the 60s and 70s. Homework to understand our history. After all, why did the U.S. Army kill Martin Luther King? Because Martin Luther King was a civil rights leader who tried to bridge both cultures, the anti-war movement and the civil rights movement. And he realized that if we don't stop the Vietnam War, it's going to waste a lot of people's lives and a lot of money, and we don't need that. So Martin Luther King was bold, and he started speaking out against the war in Vietnam. And a lot of civil rights leaders criticized Martin Luther King, saying, hey, who do you think you are? You're black. You're not white. The anti-war movement is a white movement. That's the white man's burden. Don't you get involved in that. The government doesn't like it if black people speak out against the Vietnam War. And Martin Luther King said, look, the Vietnam War is killing not only black soldiers and white soldiers, but it's killing Vietnamese people. And I'm a humanist. And it's wasting money that we need for schools in Vietnam and America. So he spoke out against the war. And Geronimo Pratt, member of the Black Panther Party, was slightly to the left of King, but he wanted the same thing. You know, he wanted schools, he wanted health care, and better conditions in this country for black people and white people. And so in that way, Geronimo Pratt's new trial represents a new trial for the investigation into who killed Martin Luther King. It represents a new trial for James Earl Ray. And now, what would be the key piece of evidence that we need to figure out why Martin Luther King was killed? Turns out the best evidence is the Watergate tapes. So we need to release the Watergate tapes, because Nixon was taping all these dirty, dirty, bloody conspiracies he was engaging in are on tape. The evidence is on the tapes. That's why the government has been hiding these 4,000 hours of Nixon Watergate tapes. And folks, I got a petition here to release the Nixon Watergate tapes. And it's already made out. I've been collecting signatures on these things for the last 10 years. And I urge you to sign this petition to release the Nixon Watergate tapes if you want to reopen the investigation into who killed Dr. Martin Luther King. And if you want to understand how the Vietnam War started. You know, President Kennedy, in August of 1963, ordered all the U.S. troops out of Vietnam. And he signed an executive order to that effect. I'll send you a copy of it if you want it. The day after John Kennedy was killed, President Johnson, that rat, that bloody rat, that assassin, ordered the troops back into Vietnam and launched the Vietnam War. So now it's time we figure this out so that the war machine isn't able to do again to us what they did once before, because they're going to try. Right now they're attempting to assassinate Vice President Al Gore, and it's important that we try and stop the assassination of Vice President Al Gore. For instance, they're doing character assassination of Vice President Al Gore right now, and they're trying to stir up character assassination around him to prevent him from being elected in the year 2000. But if the economy continues to grow at 3.5%, he will be elected, and I support his election. But more importantly, I support a new trial for Geronimo Pratt. I support a new trial for James Earl Ray, and I support a new trial for Sirhan Sirhan. In order to get success in this arena, we need the Nixon Watergate tapes. I urge you to write to me, Paul Kangas, at P.O. Box 422-644, San Francisco, 94142. And that way we can generate a committee here in San Francisco to participate with Martin Luther King Jr.'s movement in Atlanta, Georgia. And we will link up the two movements, and we'll link up with Geronimo Pratt's movement, and we'll link up with the Sirhan movement, and we'll link up with the movement to release the Nixon Watergate tapes. And we bring all these forces together in a coalition, and we will have the power to put the CIA agents like George Bush, that's right, former President George Bush is one of the key instigators of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy, John Kennedy, when he was the head of the CIA. People forget that George Bush was the head of the CIA during this whole period. That he's the main person responsible for the bloody Vietnam War. And he's still alive, and he's living well, and he needs to be prosecuted for what he did.
Well, I want to add to that a little bit. That's good. This piece here is titled Prosecute Bush. Yeah.
Here we go.
Von Hall gives good shred. That's what Ollie North said. Hey, I say Bush is a liar. Of course he knew that the so-called National Security Council was dealing with Iran. Bush is one of the council's four members. He's a liar and an insult to the American public. Yeah. And there is now proof that during the 1980 presidential campaign, Bush struck a deal with the Iranians to keep the American embassy hostages until after the election. Really, the first arms shipment started in 1981 as payment for keeping 52 Americans hostage for 76 days to be released on the day of Reagan's inauguration, January 20th, 1981. Subverting the election process goes beyond fraud and into treason. And of course he knew about the drugs deals, the arms deal of Noriega. He's been a key player in the drugs and arms racket since his days as head of the CIA. That's 1976. And it continued through the Reagan regime, and it continues still. Hey, Bush and Noriega are in the same gang, folks. This is the gang who brought us crack. And Bush is the one who wants the death penalty for drug felons. Well, I'm not for the death penalty. But I definitely want them prosecuted and convicted of high crimes and to serve hard time for a long, long time. A Congress with any backbone could get rid of the whole organization. Yeah, now is the time for statesmanship. Step forward and take your stand in history. Men and women of the United States, you have the power. Use it. Like the dude ain't wearing any clothes. You know what I mean? So there's two main themes I want to re-emphasize. The first is get out and vote. You know, like take part in the action and the passion of the times. Leads me to my closing statement. For the next few minutes, I'm going to evoke the spirit of the 60s. Yeah, the enthusiasm for a better earth. A major theme then and now. I want you to join me in a chant. Yeah, one time for the Gipper, so to speak. Show this administration that there's more important things than a top 50 football team. Yeah, they're gonna pull the plugs in a second here, so let's do it. Prosecute Bush! Prosecute Bush! Prosecute Bush! Prosecute Bush. Yeah. Bush. You got it. You got the idea. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Ryan here, the Future Talk Beatnik Band.
To the folks down in Austin, Texas, for doing that bit. They're interested in working to get a new trial for Martin Luther King, James Earl Ray, Geronimo Pratt, and Sirhan. And it seems like there's this movement all over the country. You know, there's this need, there's feeling all over the country that we want something to happen. So in order to make something happen, what we have to do now is we have to provide some leadership. That is, we have to take some action. And one of the things we're doing is circulating a petition. Again, if you'd like a copy of this petition to demand a new trial for Geronimo Pratt and James Earl Ray and release the Nixon Watergate tapes and a new trial for Sirhan, to open up this can of worms that is our history, to finally learn who really killed Dr. Martin Luther King. Now, the reason the government does not want a new trial for James Earl Ray is because if they do have a trial, it's going to come out that it was the army that killed Dr. Martin Luther King. So I urge you to contact the Martin Luther King Center in Atlanta, Georgia, and say you're willing to volunteer to get a new trial for James Earl Ray, not necessarily for James Earl Ray, but for our country, for our freedom, so that we know the truth about our history, mainly because we want to prosecute the U.S. Army for their bloody, cowardly assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. And we want to prosecute George Putnam and George Bush for their bloody assassination of Robert Kennedy. And they framed Sirhan Sirhan. You got to understand that. I know a lot of people don't like Sirhan Sirhan. Every time I bring up his name, people pretend like they're puking. And that's because they don't understand the situation. We want to prosecute Bush and George Putnam. George Putnam is the highest paid radio announcer in Los Angeles and the head of the committee to elect Richard Nixon, and he's the one that hired the guard that shot Robert Kennedy. So you see, there's a lot of pieces to this puzzle that you may not know about, a lot of pieces of this puzzle that are important.